Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. And as usual, on Friday afternoons, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you go to our Facebook fan page, you can vote there. You'll find a list of them as well and find them listed at our website as well, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're going to be playing four sound bites for you this week, as we usually do. All you do is listen and then you vote. You get to pick sound bite of the week. Your reasons are your own. Just be prepared to tell us who you're voting for, why, and where you're listening. 1-877-623-MYIE. Those who vote via phone go first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Email us your votes, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote gets the LPR bundle package. Soundbite number one is Dr. John Kleinig talking about the sin of pornography and the means of grace.
Through Christ, faith in Christ, through the Holy Spirit, we can be, if you like, sexually re-virginated in the deepest sense, not just in a natural sense or psychological sense, but spiritually, so that we are, through the washing of water with the Word, like the bride of Christ, we can be spotless and blameless before Him. So what's very, very important is that Satan wants to tempt a person who's been involved in pornography to stay away from the Lord's Supper and to realize that if you come to the Lord's Supper trusting in Christ and His forgiveness and receive the absolution, then there's nothing to be ashamed of when Christ looks at you. Even if you've been involved in pornography, He says to you, "You're my beloved son, you're my beloved daughter, I'm well pleased with you."
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Email us your votes, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at the Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller with an analogy between the old Adam and a terrible pit bull.
Imagine your neighbor has a just absolutely terrible pit bull, and it's constantly barking, growling, and the ambulance keeps showing up. So you go over there, and look, here's this house, and it's utterly destroyed. There's furniture is all gnawed to bits, and there's food and filth everywhere, and there's blood splattered on the wall, and you realize that this pit bull has been going crazy, that your neighbor's children are in the hospital, your neighbor's wife is dead because the dog killed him, and your neighbor's sitting there, and he's missing a hand, he's got stitches on his leg, because this pit bull is just ravishing him, and you say, "Man, what are you doing? This is insanity to try to live with this pit bull. You got to put him down. You got to put him to death." And this guy says, no, hey, don't worry. I'm going to get it under control. In fact, I've just gotten from the bookstore a couple new books. I got the 40 Days of Pit Bull Training Purpose, and I got the Your Best Pit Bull Now, and I'm just going to try harder, and I'm going to keep working, and I'm going to discipline this dog, and he's going to be a great, obedient dog. And you look at this, and that's just insanity. The dog is going to kill you. He's going to destroy you unless you destroy him. You can't reform. You can't train. You can't discipline a dog like that. You can just put it to death. And yet, that's how most Christians are in their life of sanctification. Here's this sinful flesh, and they say, "No, I'll get him under control. I'll train him. I'll get him acting right." No, you don't reform or train the sinful flesh. You put it to death. That's what the Bible says. It's not a matter of making him better. It's a matter of making him dead so that he doesn't kill you.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org. or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Again, Best Vote gets an LPR bundle package, which is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and bumper sticker. And that brings us to soundbite number 3, Dr. Mike Adams talking about the megachurch's compromise with the culture.
And I'm beginning to hear some odd things out there. For example, hearing one pastor say that in our church we're not about doctrine, we're about hope. And it's really very difficult for me to understand how we are to give hope to people without really fully embracing Christian doctrine that that focuses not only on redemption, but also the sin from which people need to repent. And I believe that the more that they compete by watering down, the more that they're going to have to shut down their doors and turn over their buildings to become shopping malls where people can really go and worship the culture.
That was soundbite number 3. Should it be soundbite of the week? Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Phone votes go first, or facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number 4. It's Scott Klusendorf's response to President Obama on the subject of abortion, safe, legal, and rare.
So much is wrong here. First of all, if abortion does not unjustly take the life of a defenseless human being, why do we care if it's rare or not? I mean, do we care how many teeth are pulled each year? So this idea that it should be safe, legal, and rare, my question is, Mr. President, why should it be rare? Secondly, the federal government is very involved in abortion. The president is being very misleading here. When people tell me that the federal government should stay out of the abortion issue, I ask what they mean. In other words, do they think the federal courts should get out of the abortion business? Because that's exactly what has happened in our country. With Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton, one branch of the federal government, the courts, has co-opted the issue, taken it away from the other two branches, the legislative and executive, and in essence told the people of this country, you have no say on this issue, judges will decide it for you. That is the federal government being involved in the abortion issue.
That's soundbite number 4, Scott Klusendorf responding to President Obama on abortion. Should it be soundbite of the week? It's time to vote. In fact, this coming break is a great time to vote for soundbite of the week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, October the 1st. The Best Vote wins an LPR bundle package. I Have Issues t-shirt, Issues Etc., travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. And those who vote via phone get top priority. 1-877-623-6943. I want to hear from you. 877-623-MY-IE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your vote's next.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Back by popular demand, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
All right, the last 10 minutes of this Friday's Issues Etc. is devoted to your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one, Dr. John Kleinig, The Sin of Pornography and the Means of Grace. Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, The Old Adam as a Pit Bull. Soundbite number three, Dr. Mike Adams on the megachurch's compromise with the culture. And soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf's response to President Obama on abortion. Which one should be soundbite of the week? You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send your vote to us here in real time in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Well, it's October, and that means many congregations, as fall ensues, are readying for a new budget year. They're already putting together the line items for their next year's budget, and Issues Etc. wants to be one of those line items at your congregation. And that makes your congregation part of the Issues Etc. 300, a congregation that devotes $1,000 in its mission or advertising budget to Issues Etc., helps support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. There are benefits to being an Issues Etc. 300 congregation. You can find out all about them at our website, issuesetc.org. You can, and that's under the support page. You can also find a list of the Issues Etc. 300 congregations, issuesetc.org. Click Find Church. I encourage you, as your congregation goes into budget plans to include Issues Etc., you can find a one-page flyer that says everything you need to tell your congregation. Issuesetc.org. Click Support. You'll find the one-page flyer there that you can download and print off and take to your congregation. Sarah in Duluth, Minnesota has a vote. I always like Pastor Wolfmiller's explanations. It's so clearly absurd to think that one could tame a vicious dog, but we are blinded by our sinful nature into thinking that we can. It's like the pit bull knows it is in trouble, so it spends most of its time walking around in a kitten costume. Very good insight, and thanks for listening in Duluth. Cindy in O'Fallon, Missouri says number one is her vote. This is a problem of growing proportion of our pulpits and seminaries that is little talked about and can have a tragic consequence in both personal lives and in the church. Dr. Kleinig gives real hope to those entangled in this temptation, reminding them that the blood of Christ washes away even this sin and shame. Cindy, thanks for listening in Missouri. Gary listens in Canada. He writes, I thoroughly appreciate the content of Pastor Wolfmiller's soundbite. However, the candor, scriptural approach, and pastoral manner of Dr. Kleinig discussing the issue of pornography made me say, as I heard the interview, this entire hour gets my vote for soundbite of the week. Well, Gary, thank you so much. Thanks for listening in Canada. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois says, Dr. Kleinig has been to my church in Wheaton several times, and I could sit at his feet for hours and listen. But my vote goes to Pastor Wolfmiller. His description of the pit bull as the old sinful flesh is so real, I vote for soundbite number two. I want to hear from the rest of you. How do you vote for soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. or facebook.com/issuesetc. In Hawaii, it's been a while since we've heard from Hawaii, Jeremiah says, I vote for soundbite number two. This past weekend, I had a discussion with a family member regarding the bondage of the will versus the free will in regard to sanctification. I shared Pastor Wolfmiller's segment with him as soon as I finished listening to it. Pastor Wolfmiller's argument shatters any concept of self-righteousness on our behalf and turns us back to the forgiveness of sins proclaimed in the Word and the sacraments. Thanks for listening in Hawaii. Frank in Illinois says, another great assortment to choose from, all winners, but since I can only vote once, I will have to vote for number one, Dr. John Kleinig. I heard that upwards of 60% of ministers are personally affected by this, that is, pornography. If such a high number of clergy suffer, how greater is the number of congregants that are suffering as well as their spouses? Getting these topics out in the open is the best thing one can do. Great job tackling this seemingly off-limits subject. I would encourage everyone listening to forward this podcast link to your pastors and friends to open the conversation at our churches on this oh-so-sensitive subject. Frank, thank you very much for your kind words. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Philip votes in Enid, Oklahoma. He says Dr. Kleinig is his vote. He addresses such an important issue and does it so well. It's something that needs to be repeated many times. Philip, thank you. Robert in Parker, Colorado says, I vote for soundbite number one. That's Dr. John Kleinig again, as it is such an important issue and he does it so well. It's something that needs to be repeated many times. I'm sorry, I'm rereading another one. It flipped past me. He said, votes for soundbite number one, a clear gospel-centered response to this difficult problem, and it's not possible to hear the gospel too often. So right, Robert, thanks for listening in Colorado. Billy says, my vote is for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Back in the day when we had chickens, my dad always said that once a dog kills a chicken and tastes chicken blood, that dog will continue to kill chickens. And the only thing you can do is prevent any more loss. Kill the dog. That is the way with our sinful nature. It must be killed. Die, sinful nature, die, says Robert in Parker, Colorado. This one comes from Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana. He says, I'm tempted to cast a vote for each of the sound bites, but it would take too long, so I'll cast one for Dr. Kleinig. The common thought that because I sin, I do not deserve the Lord's Supper is so wrong. More properly, it is because we sin, we need the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is precisely where we must go to receive the forgiveness of all our sins. Jerry, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Montana. Daniel in Iowa City says, such excellent soundbites make a decision tough, but in the end, I'm going to have to go with Dr. Kleinig. His beautiful proclamation of the gospel with Pastor Wolfmiller coming in a very close second. It's outstanding that Dr. Kleinig was able to be in studio for such an important topic. And kudos to Issues, Etc. for such great work. You guys are the bar that keeps rising. Hey, there's a tagline for you, the bar that keeps rising. The winner, it's Dr. John Kleinig. His soundbite, The Sin of Pornography and the Means of Grace.
Through Christ, faith in Christ, through the Holy Spirit, we can be, if you like, sexually revirginated in the deepest sense, not just in a natural sense or psychological sense, but spiritually, so that we are, through the washing of water with the Word, like the bride of Christ, we can be spotless and blameless before Him. So what's very, very important is that Satan wants to tempt a person who's been involved in pornography to stay away from the Lord's Supper and to realize that if you come to the Lord's Supper trusting in Christ and His forgiveness and receive the absolution, then there's nothing to be ashamed of when Christ looks at you. Even if you've been involved in pornography, He says to you, you're my beloved son, you're my beloved daughter, I'm well pleased with you.
Well, that's the winner this week. Soundbite number one, Dr. John Kleinig on the sin of pornography and the means of grace. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana. It could have gone to anybody who was voting this week, but Jerry emerges ahead. He'll get the LPR bundle package if you'll send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thank you, as always, for your very generous support. Monday and Tuesday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk about the new perspective on Paul. Bishop N.T. Wright has a very, very scholarly approach to the New Testament. He's a man of great learning, and I respect him deeply. But he's promoted a new perspective on Paul that, in some ways, some believe, robs us of the comfort of the gospel. So we'll be responding to an interview that we had with Bishop N.T. Wright. Dr. Andrew Doss will join us of Elmhurst College, and we'll see what the new perspective on Paul is and why it should concern us. Folks, when you go to church this weekend, Please invite your fellow parishioners to tune into Issues Etc. next week. Sunday is the first day of the week, you know, and it's a great way to kick it off, inviting your friends to listen to Issues Etc. next week. And thank you for doing so. There is no sin. There is absolutely no sin that the blood of Jesus Christ does not cover. You say, I'm too ashamed of my sin. Maybe it's pornography, something related to it. Maybe it's the myriad of other sins that tempt and beguile and trouble us every day. When you feel your sin and the law of God pressing down upon you in condemnation of that sin, that's a good thing. It really is. And there's an answer to those that law's condemnations. It is found in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. When you feel your sin, you are feeling the need for the forgiveness of sins that is found only in Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.